February 10th, 1954. There's a great deal of material that I've given you in the last 5.5 weeks. Great deal of it. You'll find this material dropping into line little by little as you work upon people. There are some processes which are horrible to do and which are tremendously effective. I heard yesterday one of you saying that you, of course, are using us as experimental subjects. No, this is not true. Material I have been giving you up to date is not experimental material. It's long since passed out of that stage. However, there is a process which works individually excellently, which I have never before used on a group. And I'm going to use that process on this group this morning. We have here a great dearth of emergency auditors right this now. Well, I tell you what. If you find yourself suddenly going off the deep end and into Never Never Land, you just take your chair into the front room in there, the one that has carpet in it, and sit down and hold the two back anchor points of the room until you feel you're back to battery. Okay? Can we do that? All right, we'll just get down to business here on this process. Takes off the automaticity. Well, all right. I want you to be the mesh universe. Just that. Now, let's be the mesh universe. Let's be the mesh universe. Now, let's be the mesh universe by spreading infinite distance of blackness in all directions and being that infinite distance of blackness in all directions. Just be that blackness. And just be it. That's all there is to it. Now, let's sit there and be that blackness, infinite distance of blackness, in all directions, and sit there and don't think. Come on, let this be it. And sit there and don't think. Wandering off from being this, let's just be this infinite distance of blackness. Infinite space in all directions, all black. Now, all black in all directions, just see that. Don't be a point putting blackness in all directions. Just be the blackness in all directions. Now let's be the blackness in all directions and embrace a point. You, a Satan. Now let's put you, a Satan, into the middle of all this blackness, and as the blackness, just dispassionately communicate at it and pound at it, reducing it in size and putting out the light. Be this infinite blackness now, and have this point in the middle of the infinite blackness, and you're just pounding at it with blackness until you put out its light. And when you put out its light, then pound it some more. Pound it from all directions. Be infinite blackness now. Not worry about anything else. Let's not just sit there and look at infinite blackness. The hell with that. Let's be the infinite blackness. Now let's throw away that infinite blackness and be another infinite blackness. Mess universe. Same thing. See it again. Now I have a point of light. Arrive in it and put its light out by pounding it from all directions, making it small and tiny. Now sweep that aside and be infinite blackness again, infinite blackness, and have a small dot of light arrive in the middle of the infinite blackness and have the dot of light move to the right, and you move as infinite blackness to the right so that it can't move out of you. Now I have it move to the left, and you move as infinite blackness to the left so that it can't move out of you. Now have it move up, and you as infinite blackness move up so that it can't move out of you. Get this dot of light being you, a Satan, but you're the infinite blackness right now. Get it getting very discouraged because it can't move out of you, infinite blackness. All right, throw that away and be infinite blackness in all directions and sit there and don't think. Infinite blackness in all directions. Just sit there and don't think. See the mess universe now, infinite blackness in all directions. Just sit there. let's throw that away. Now let's be infinite blackness in all directions and have a dot of light. You, a Satan, arrive in the middle of the infinite blackness, and then you just communicate at it to reduce it down to nothing. Now set that aside and be infinite blackness again. Have you or Satan arrive in the middle. Now this time, just dispassionately, indifferently, smash it down. See nothing so that it can't radiate and so it won't exist anymore. One after the other, similarly handle new tiny spots of light. And fix them, each one immobile, so they cannot move. All right, set this aside and now stretch in all directions as infinite blackness and wait, hopefully, to trap and immobilize any and all dots of light which enter you. Any pleasure you may feel in doing this. Set that aside, and now stretch as infinitely black in all directions, and have a dot of light enter you, and take pleasure in the fact that you gradually, remorselessly crush all of its light, hopes, and dreams. Be completely remorseless about it. Set that aside, and let's mark ourselves up as the ideal trap. The ideal trap. Receive a small dot of light and put it out. Get the emotion, if any, of a trap. And one after the other have small dots of light enter and you put them out. Put them out forever and very finally. satisfied, and now again be a trap of infinite distance, infinitely black, and have as your sole purpose in life getting something lost. Throw that away, and this time be a trap and figure out new designs as to how you can get something more thoroughly lost, such as a fading, bright, guileless minute. Set that aside, and again, be a trap of infinite distances, infinite blackness, and sit there and wait for a little dark light to make a mistake so that you can close upon it. Wait for it to make a mistake so that you can punish it. Just sit there and wait. It'll make a mistake. You be sure and certain about it. Now set that aside and just be an infinite distance of blackness in all directions. And just sit there and don't think. An infinite area of blackness, and sit there and don't think. Set that aside now, a little difference now. Walk yourself up as a solid rock and have a Satan hit you and feel some satisfaction of having stopped him cold. And then rapidly, one after the other, have Satan hit you. You feel real good about it. Utterly dispassionate about it. All right, now sit there now as a solid rock and get a sort of a suction action, a pull-in action, so that any Satan anywhere around cannot help but close in and hit you. Be gravitic, in other words. set that aside now and be another solid rock and be very gravitic. And be very sure that because you are sitting there, Satan's are going to hit you sooner or later and stick. And never be able to get off of you. Enormous power of drag him, which you have. You can just pull them in and compel their attention to you. All right, put that aside and let's be an even more solid and dense rock that just waits for Satan to pass by so that they will stick and hurt themselves. And I'll get a little pleasure out of the fact that it's going to hurt them real bad. And now, just by the fact that they're sticking to you, get the fact that this puts their life out. Set that aside and be a solid rock again, and by pulling in, impede the motion of Satan. Get them to pull against you so that they snap in on you and put their life out on you. And get whatever emotion you feel you should have as a rock which is out to get Satan. All right, now set that aside and be infinite blackness in all directions for the sole purpose to get Satan to come in and get very worried and anxious about being lost and so beat themselves out in just the distance only. By distance alone, just beat themselves to pieces. Get this as a solid mission in life. A mission to be infinite blackness and to worry and make anxious Satan. Okay, set that aside, and now just be the mess universe as you now conceive it. Be it, its personality, its mission and purpose, waiting for you, a Satan. Or doing things to you, a Satan. Just be the mess universe. be it some more, be the messed universe. Now, with the mission of damping the life out of you as Satan. Only you're very detached from you as Satan. Okay, set that aside. Set that aside. And be a sun which pushes out yet pulls in, waiting for a Satan to get trapped in you. Get the emotion you should have at the good work you were doing of making all life extinct. And get what you would do if there any slight rebellion turned up. You just fry something to a crisp. Set that aside and be a sun again, ready to pound anything to a crisp that there be alive around you. Now be very antipathetic toward life. You just don't like it. Moves. It's inventive. You get you a Satan out there being moving, be the sun, and get a critical eye on you a Satan, and get your plans as to what you're going to do to this Satan. How you're going to fool him. Set that aside. Now be infinite blackness in all directions. Infinite blackness. Have you, a Satan, move into the infinite blackness, real bright, and you just get it lost and put its light out, all the time communicating at it obsessively from all directions, pounding it down to nothing. No matter where it turns, you're going to pound at it. Dispassionately, remorselessly, forever. Now be infinite blackness in all directions, granular or otherwise, however it may seem to you should be, but have distance into which things could get lost utterly and be unable to locate themselves. And yet is your main goal the discouragement of any life, motion, livingness, ideas, thoughts, dreams, hopes? Set that aside, and again, the infinite blackness, this time with some tiny lures in it. you know, spots of light and so forth, so as to bring things into it and then get them lost. And get you as Satan in the middle of all of this blackness, and get what you, as the blackness, are going to do to this Satan. And how stupid it is of the Satan to resist. Now set that aside and be infinite blackness, crouched, waiting, remorseless. Have you, a Satan, appear and you just pound this life out by communicating with it all the time, forever. Get the various tricks which you would have to employ to prevent its escape. And get how righteous and what a good work this is on your part as infinite blackness. Set that aside, and again, be infinite blackness, but this time have little tiny islands in you where a Satan can dream up just enough hope so that the hope can be crushed out. Regard for life in general as this infinite blackness, and your regard for you, this little dot of light, in particular. Set that aside, and again, the infinite blackness with a complete certainty of victory over this little dot of light, a Satan. Set that aside, and now again, the huge, unlimited blackness enclosing this tiny little hopeless, helpless speck, you, a Satan. And get how utterly remorseless you are, and what a pleasure this gives you to be that. Set that aside and be a black expanse. And have you, a Satan, come into it, and you, as a black expanse, move in any direction the Satan moves so as to make sure it gets nowhere. All right, set that aside and be an enormous black expanse and just being unchangingly remorseless. Have a little dot of light appear in you and now punish it for communicating. You're the one who's going to communicate. It's not supposed to communicate. Pound it so it won't. Okay, set that aside, and now be infinite mass. Infinite mass in all directions would be mass. Embracing a tiny dot of light of Satan and just crush it on down to nothing. Now, if as you're doing this, people flip in and out, just skip them. You may start recognizing the people dramatize this. Just skip the people and be the universe. Recognizing the people, simply copy it. We're not interested in the people. All right, set that aside and be infinite black mass now. Have a little dot of light innocently enter in. And just get all the things you can do to it. And do them. Set that aside, and again, be an infinite mass of any color, white or black, whatever color seems to you the one should be. Have a dot of light enter in, and get how you must convince it that it cannot escape, and do those things that you must do so that this dot of light cannot escape. Now get as your mission, making it afraid. Now get as your mission, making it insane. So that you can then check it some more. Okay, set that aside. Now be God as an infinite blackness concentrated upon you, a Satan. Get how all-powerful and outhouse-dwelling you are, concentrated upon you, a Satan. get what your regard for this Satan is. Now be very saintly as you crush its life out and trap it forever. Oh, be saintly about it. An infinite black expanse filled with galaxies and other things, and just sit there, not liking life, but not thinking. There's this vast expanse, not liking life, but not thinking. That aside and be another infinite expanse and sit there and don't think. That aside and be a rock. Be a big one, planetary size. And have a terrific drag in so that any bit of light that comes by cannot help but be pulled in on you and stick. And yet is your mission the accumulation of these bits of light and immobilizing them. Pull them in one after the other now. Stick them. Yet is your mission never to let them go. Set that aside and be this enormous black expanse, face in all directions, have a dot of light appear in you, and when it moves to the right, you move to the right. When it moves to the left, you move to the left. And so on, so that it cannot escape. and get it getting smaller and smaller, more and more hopeless, and be very satisfied about this as you do it. Set that aside, and now be an infinite black expanse with the sole mission of damping out and extinguishing any energy put out by that small dot of light, you with Satan. The mission of extinguishing any energy output that it has. Be this expanse with that single mission. Set that aside and be an infinite universe with the sole mission of convincing you with Satan that you must not touch any part of you, a universe. Be the universe with a mission that you must convince this Satan it must not touch any part of you. Set that aside and be any concept you may have of the mess universe, but be it. And then regard you as Satan. Aside and be a huge black expanse and sit there and don't think. Okay, now set that aside and be a planet, thirsty, hungry, pulling in any light that you can get cravenly. Now be the center of that planet. unable to locate yourself because you can't tell which way is up. Now, be the planet very happy that the center cannot locate where it is or what it's doing. Up and get how the right-hand front corner, upper, of the room, right-hand front upper corner of the room, locates the upper front left-hand corner of the room. How the front of the room tells where the back of the room is. Where the left wall of the room tells where the right wall is. How this house tells where the house next door is. How the street tells where this house is. How the town tells where the street is. How Earth tells where the town is. How the perimeter of Earth, the periphery of Earth, tells where the center of Earth is. Where the center of Earth tells where the center of the sun is. How your head tells where your feet are. How the back of your head tells where the front of your head is. All right, now let's check off some places that you're not pulling in perceptions on. Let's check off some objects which are not at this moment victimizing you. Now let's check off some masses and terminals which are not sitting against your chest. Get some more of them that you're sure aren't sitting against your chest. Get some certainty on this one. Get at least one that you're absolutely sure isn't against the front of your chest. And then some more of them. Now let's get some things which are not giving you orders. Now let's check off some things that aren't naming you or calling your name out. Now let's check off some people who aren't going to murder you in the next 30 seconds. Now, some terminals or masses which are not immediately against your chest. As a body, of course. Let's check off some things you do not at this moment have to do. And some houses or rooms in which you are not at this moment trapped. And some places where you are not. Now let's find two pieces of mess, or the two back corners of the room, and hold on to them, and sit there and don't think. Okay, now let's recall something that's real. A time when you were in good communication. A time when you felt some affinity for something. Locate something real in the environment. Reach for it and withdraw from it. Find something else that's real, reach for it and withdraw from it. Find the floor beneath your feet. Okay.